Hey, Celine. HRU, how are you?
I am great. LOL. Look at that picture I just sent you.
ROFL. This is really funny. I'm going to send you a smiley face.
I'll send you thumbs up.
Hey, do you want to grab some boba milk tea later? Eh? Wait, I can't find an emoji for this.
You are right. Where is it? Actually, I don't think there are any emojis for Taiwanese food.
Oh, man. I wish someone could make emojis for that. Wait, I think someone did make emojis.
Wait, someone did? This is what our article is about today. Let's take a look and learn about these new emojis.
Okay, BRB.
Emojis for the Taiwan experience.
We use emojis all the time these days to talk about our experiences. However, Shiny Lee and Anna Lin noticed there weren't many emojis about Taiwan. They decided to make emojis for the Taiwan experience. Most of them are Taiwanese food, drinks, places, and things.There are pineapple cake, night market, Taipei 101, and easy card emojis. They make it easier to talk about life in Taiwan. The emojis are already on Plurk and Telegram. Ms. Lin and Ms. Lee hope the emojis will be on Facebook and Twitter soon.You'll love using the special Taiwan emojis with your friends.
Word power.
Experience. Experience. Marie wrote about her experiences in Tokyo in her first travel book.Marie wrote about her experiences in Tokyo in her first travel book. Notice, 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 noticed, noticed. I just noticed your new skirt. It looks beautiful. I just noticed your new skirt. It looks beautiful.Night market, night market. The night market in Shilling is the biggest and most famous in Taipei. The night market in Shilling is the biggest and most famous in Taipei. Hope, 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 hoped, hoped.I hope tomorrow will be sunny so we can go outside. I hope tomorrow will be sunny so we can go outside. All right, so as you can see, our article for today is about emojis for the Taiwan experience. And the article first starts with it saying, we use emojis all the time these days to talk about our experiences. Now,We keep saying the word emoji, emoji. What exactly is it? Well, it's a small digital icon, meaning something that we can see on our phones or on the computer. And it's used to express an idea or a feeling or even your emotion. So that's why we have emoji. It's kind of short. You kind of see the word emotion in there. So, for example, if you're on your phone...And you are texting someone, you can see a smiley face, you can see an angry face, maybe you can see a happy face or a sick face. Mm-hmm. Those are all called emojis.
文章这个刚刚一开始就是说，现在我们总是使用 emoji 来谈论我们的经历哦。相信大家一定很常在手机上使用表情符号吧。Emoji 呢就是表情符号的意思。但听到这个字是不是觉得诶怎么不太像英文其实啊 ,emoji 是从日文借来的字意思呢就是绘文字。 那至于纯粹用标点符号打出来的表情，像是一个冒号，然后一个刮胡，我们就可以用 emoticon 来表示，拼法是 emoticon。
That's right. I remember the Japanese have like really cute, like symbols or symbols of expression, and all they use is they use like all these different symbols to make really cute faces.
That's right. Yeah,
but now, as we know, like on our cell phones, we see it as kind of like a picture. So, yeah, do you have a favorite emoji to use?
I think it's the face with tears of joy.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
I like the one where this person's in shock and then like he has his hands beside his mouth and like, oh, like surprised. I really like that one. That one's my favorite. So, yeah, we said that we use emojis all the time these days. Now, we see the phrase these days. Now, this just means the present time. So that means right now.So, for example, I can ask, maybe you can ask your friend, I can say, what have you been up to these days? And this just means, how have you been lately, or how are you lately? You can also use nowadays as well, N-O-W-A-D-A-Y-S as one word.
Okay, 我们这边看到一个片语叫做 these days, 意思呢就是现在、目前。那其实呢就是 now 的意思啦。所以如果你写作的时候需要替换使用，就可以用 these days 来表示现在哦。
All right, so we see our word pair word experience. Experience is spelled E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E. Experience. An experience is a skill or a knowledge you learn by doing something. So, for example, if you travel a lot and you know how to get to the airport, or you know, like special tricks to travel around in a city, we can say you have a lot of travel experience because you learned some skills or you learned some knowledge while you are traveling. Now, I can also say I have a lot of work experience as well. That means while at work or at this job, I learned a lot of new skills or knowledge. We can even use experience with something, like for example, experience with babies. So she has experience with babies, meaning that this person has a lot of things, or they've done a lot of things with babies. They maybe took care of babies or like...
She knows how to take care of babies.
She knows how to, you know, calm a baby down if it's crying or when to feed it or change a diaper and stuff like that. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Marie wrote about her experiences in Tokyo in her first travel book. Marie wrote about her experiences in Tokyo in her first travel book.
这边呢我们看到第一个单字 experience, 这边作为名词使用，意思是经验、体验到的事物、感觉等等的。那例句的意思呢，就是 Marie 在她的第一本旅游书中写了一些她在东京的经验。
All right, so next in the article it says, however, Shiny Lee and Anna Lin noticed there weren't many emojis about Taiwan.
但是啊，这两位 Shiny Lee 和 Anna Lin, 他们注意到，没有太多跟台湾有关的表情符号，
Yeah, that's very true. So they noticed there weren't a lot of emojis about Taiwan. Now, notice here is our word pair word is spelled N-O-T-I-C-E.Notice. It's a verb and it means to become aware of something or even someone, and maybe it's something that you see or you hear or you learn about. For example, Jenny colored her hair blue, so many people noticed her. Now, this sentence just means many people saw her, and they saw her, because maybe her hair color was the first thing that they saw because it really, really stood out.Now, let's take a look at our word pair sentence. It says, I just noticed your new skirt. It looks beautiful. I just noticed your new skirt. It looks beautiful.
Notice 这个动词意思是注意到、意识到。后面常常接 that 名词子句来把一句话完成哦。举例来说，像刚刚 Tiffany 说的 ,Jenny 把头发染成蓝色的 ,Jenny colored her hair blue. 那如果我们要说我注意到Jenny 把头发染成蓝色的，我们就可以说 I noticed that Jenny colored her hair blue. Notice 也可以当作名词使用，意思是告示、通知。如果有人在餐厅里写了禁止吸烟，那也是一种 notice。 那 word power 的例句意思就是说，我刚刚注意到你的新裙子，它看起来超美的。
Next in the article says, they decided to make emojis for the Taiwan experience.
结果啊，这个 Shiny 和 Anna 发现没有台湾的表情符号，他们做了什么事呢？他们决定要为台湾的这些体验做出表情符号。
And it says, most of them are Taiwanese food, drinks, places, and things. So yeah, if we are using our phones, we don't really see like a boba milk tea emoji or a stinky tofu emoji. So they don't have these emojis, and they created ones for our food, for our drinks, and for our places as well.
你想到台湾的体验会想到什么呢？应该会想到很多食物吧。没错，文章就说 most of them， 这里的 them 指的呢就是表情符号，大部分的表情符号是台湾的食物、饮料、地点还有物品等等。
So what kind of emojis did they make? Well, it says there are pineapple cake, night market, Taipei 101 and easy card emojis. So yeah, that's a lot of very Taiwanese.
And quite useful in Taiwan.
Yeah,
that's
super、
true.
Useful.、Mm. Yeah, of course, we know what a pineapple cake is. It's that pastry filled with a lot of pineapples, and you take it whenever you meet someone not from Taiwan. You always take pineapple cake because it's a specialty of Taiwan. But of course, you know, there are other snacks that we mentioned, like stinky tofu or pig blood rice cake or shaved ice. Maybe they have emojis for that, too.
I think so. 接下来当然就要举例咯，有哪些例子呢？有凤梨酥、夜市、台北101，还有悠游卡的表情符号，是不是都是我们很熟悉的东西呢？像是 pineapple 就是凤梨，那糕饼类英文常常都会用 cake 来表示，所以呢，凤梨酥翻成英文就是 pineapple cake。那刚刚还有说到什么呢？像是这个 pig blood rice cake 就是猪血糕呢，然后 shaved ice 就是刨饼喽。
Yes, my favorite. And they also have night market emojis. Now, night market is our word power word. Let's first spell the word night. It's spelled N-I-G-H-T, night. Then market, M-A-R-K-E-T, market. So night market. It's a noun, and it's, of course, a place where there are many different stalls or stands, like a market, and they sell food, like snacks, clothes, drinks, and etc. Now, it's a night market, so that means that it's usually open at night. In the daytime, those markets are just called a traditional market or a day market, and this is where maybe, you know, maybe your mom or your grandma, they go to buy fruits and vegetables. Okay, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the night market in Shilin is the biggest and most famous in Taipei. The night market in Shilin is the biggest and most famous in Taipei.
这边我们看到一个台湾特有的文化景点叫做 Night Market， 也就是我们今天的一个单字，意思就是夜市哦。这个字一定要会的，以后才能跟大家好好的介绍台湾的景点呢。那夜市里一个一个的摊贩，我们可以用 stand 来表示，跟站着的这个 stand 是同一个字哦。那至于婆婆妈妈早上会去的那种传统市场啊，则是 traditional market。那例句的意思呢，就是士林的夜市是台北最大而且最知名的。
Alright, next it says, they make it easier to talk about life in Taiwan.
这句话里面的 they 代替的是什么呢？诶，没错，又是指表情符号啦。他们让谈论在台湾的生活变得更容易了。Make something easier 就是把什么东西变得简单，而这边的 it 就是指 to talk about life in Taiwan。 接下来我们就请 Magic Box 老师下凡来解答咯， make 加 o 加形容词要怎么用呢？
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，哦，就是潜心学猴的阿美啦。大家好，常常都问我，阿美姐，你为什么要出来选举？哼，这一点不知，这个你不知道了哈。看到哈，广大的台北市民受苦受难，实在是哈，让我非常伤心，非常难过。Seeing people suffering makes me sad. Seeing people suffering makes me sad. 实在是难过的不得了。 英文哈里面说让偶觉得怎么样，有个很特别的用法，我们呢就要用动词 make。用法呢就是齁用 make 再加上受词再加上受词补语。注意到齁这里的补语呢通常都是形容词，用来表示受词的状态。这样讲呢是什么意思呢？举个例子咯齁，像我呢清心寡欲爱运动。Working out every day makes me slim and healthy。每天健身让我保持好身材又好健康。Working out every day makes me slim and healthy. OK, 每天健身让我实在是很美丽、很健康、很快乐。这里的呢 ，working out every day 就是呢一个主词，它表示呢每天健身的这个事情。后面呢，我们加上动词 makes。OK, 再加上受词 me。最后我们加上受词补语，在这边呢我们使用的是形容词 slim and healthy， 又健美又健康。所以呢最后我们这个受词补语呢就是用来表示受词的状态，表示呢蜜是怎么样呢，又瘦又美丽又健康。又或者你阿美姐齁哦很久没有看电影了啦，那天齁不小心看到了一个电影齁，叫做拉拉链。拉拉链你们有没有看过？这个爱情故事齁让我想起呵呵我过去的每一任男朋友，不是你们不好，只是我们没有缘分，哭哭。 The movie La La Land made me sad. The movie La La Land made me sad. 电影拉拉链让我实在是好难过。这边呢我们的主词呢就是 The movie La La Land， 这部电影呢让我觉得怎么样，我们呢一样使用动词 made 加上受词 me 再加上补语 sad， 也就是呢 sad 是用来修饰受词 me， 也就是呢让我觉得难过，让我变得难过。这个呢就是今天这个让我觉得怎么样，让我变得怎么样，很特别的英文用法咯。
Alright, so yes, emojis I think really make our lives a little bit easier, especially when you're texting someone, they can't see your facial expression, they can't see your face. So using emojis can be important if you want to express something about yourself. Now, the article says the emojis are already on Plurk and Telegram. Now, these two are just social media websites. It's not too popular in Taiwan yet, but I believe on Plurk you send short messages or links to other people.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's like Twitter.
A little bit like Twitter, okay.
Yeah. And then Telegram. Telegram is like Messenger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, 所以这些表情符号呢已经在扑浪还有 Telegram 上面了。这两个东西诶大家可能还不太认识哦。那个 Plurk 比较像是 Twitter 或是 Facebook 那种就是微网志社群网站。然后 Telegram 则是通讯软体。这两种呢都就是比较自由然后没有限制的类型。所以就是因为这样子才可以先在这两种网站上面去上架吧。对啊。
Alright, next this is Miss Lin and Miss Lee. Hope the emojis will be on Facebook and Twitter soon. So they're starting on small platforms first. And eventually, of course, they hope that they can make it on Facebook and Twitter. Because once you get on Facebook and Twitter, everything goes global.
Yeah. I wish I can see them.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah. 林小姐和李小姐就是刚刚的这个 Anna 和 Shiny 了。那他们希望这些表情符号可以早日上脸书和 Twitter 推特。那大家要注意一下，这边的 Miss 是不声明结婚状态，就是婚姻状态的女性称谓，跟 Miss 是不一样的。Miss 指的是未婚的女性，就是 M-I-S-S。那如果你不知道别人有没有结婚，别人没跟你讲说要用什么称谓，你只是想说啊，我要称呼一下对方，基本上呢都可以用 M-S 然后加一点来表示。发音也要注意一下，一个是 Miss。一个是 Miss.
Alright, so these two ladies, they hope their emojis will soon be on Facebook and Twitter. Now let's take a look at the word hope. Hope is spelled H-O-P-E, hope. It's a verb and it means you really want or wish for something to happen and that you wish for it to become true. So for example, if I say, I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, it means that I wish that it won't rain. I wish there won't be rain tomorrow. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, I hope tomorrow will be sunny so we can go outside. I hope tomorrow will be sunny so we can go outside.
今天的最后一个单字是 hope， 这边是当作动词使用，意思就是希望。那后面也常常接大子句，可是可以省略，所以我们会说 I hope that I can go on vacation soon， 也可以说 I hope I can go on vacation soon， 那也可以加不定词。那刚刚的例句意思就是说我希望明天是晴天，这样我们就可以出门啦。
And then lastly, the article says, you'll love using the special Taiwan emojis with your friends. And it's so useful, especially if you live in Taiwan, because there's just things that people don't understand when they live outside Taiwan, right?
最后本课的文章就是说，哎，你将会很爱跟朋友用这些特别的台湾表情符号的。
I can't wait to use it with you. I think it'll be really fun. Alright, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, welcome back to our review time. Now today, we're going to play a game where I give you the definition, and then Celine is going to guess the words, but you guys have to guess the words quicker than Celine.
Yeah, try to beat me.
Yes. Alright, so the first word is, this is a place where you go in the evenings, where you can buy snacks or clothes. It's very popular in Taiwan. For example, there's the Siling one, there's a Raohe one,
Fengjia
one.
It's night market, right?
That's right. Alright, did you guys get it? Night market? Okay. This word means that it's a skill or knowledge you learn from doing something. So if you travel, you might gain this.
Okay,
or if you work, you might.
Is it experience?
That's right. Experience. A little bit a difficult word. Okay. This word means to see something or you recognize it. Maybe you heard it or you saw it.
It must be noticed.
Ah, that's right. Okay. Celine is getting pretty fast, so you guys have to listen. Okay. And then last word means that you wish for this thing to be true or you wish for something to happen.
Okay, that is hope, right?
That's right. Well, I hope you guys got all of these words correct. And that's all the time that we have for today. So, I'm Tiffany.
And Celine.
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Emojis for the Taiwan experience.
We use emojis all the time these days to talk about our experiences. However...Shiny Lee and Anna Lin noticed there weren't many emojis about Taiwan. They decided to make emojis for the Taiwan experience. Most of them are Taiwanese food, drinks, places, and things. There are pineapple cake, night market, Taipei 101, and easy card emojis.They make it easier to talk about life in Taiwan. The emojis are already on Plurk and Telegram. Ms. Lin and Ms. Lee hope the emojis will be on Facebook and Twitter soon. You'll love using the special Taiwan emojis with your friends.
Experience. Experience.Marie wrote about her experiences in Tokyo in her first travel book. Marie wrote about her experiences in Tokyo in her first travel book. Notice, 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 noticed, noticed. I just noticed your new skirt.It looks beautiful. I just noticed your new skirt. It looks beautiful. Night market. Night market. The night market in Shilling is the biggest and most famous in Taipei. The night market in Shilling is the biggest and most famous in Taipei.Hope, hope, hope, hoped, hoped. I hope tomorrow will be sunny so we can go outside. I hope tomorrow will be sunny so we can go outside.